Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 20 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is More Than Conquerors. David Guzik once said, "No matter what our circumstances, none of the sufferings of this present time can separate us from the love of God. This makes us conquerors and more." Our text for today is Romans 8, 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, "For your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered." No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the conclusion to Romans 8, Paul begins with a question: who shall separate us from the love of Christ? To a world full of people, Christians included, who suffer from separation anxiety, Paul's answer comes as the best possible news. Before we get to the answer, let's look at Paul's list of scenarios that might come against us and cause the separation we fear. Tribulation, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, and sword. Steve Runge writes, "All of these are natural consequences of a life in a yet-to-be-fully-redeemed world, but they have no bearing whatsoever on God's favor and love for us. No matter the circumstances, despite how we might feel, we must steadfastly rest in the truth that God is with us and for us. Nothing can separate us from his love." Did you catch the answer to Paul's question? He emphatically asserts that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. He then takes his discussion to a greater height by adding, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." David Guzik beautifully describes it this way. How is the Christian more than a conqueror? He overcomes with a greater power, the power of Jesus. He overcomes with a greater victory, losing nothing, even in the battle. He overcomes with a greater love, conquering enemies with love and converting persecutors with patience. However, there is even more to the more than conqueror statement. Paul said, "In all these things, it is through the sufferings and the trials of life that God makes us more than conquerors." Stephen Runge's explanation is very beneficial to us to understand the magnitude of this terminology. Rather than the trials and opposition overcoming us or separating us from the love of Christ, the opposite is true. In Romans 8:37, Paul makes the audacious claim that we prevail, that we are more than conquerors. How can this be? It is not because the trials and sufferings will disappear in the short term. They don't and won't. Rather, Paul's claim is based on the bigger picture outlined in Romans 8. All things work together for good, not by avoiding hardships, but by God guiding all things to accomplish his purposes. Since nothing can separate us from the love of God, and since no one can make an accusation stick against one of God's children, the short term doesn't matter. We may suffer, be imprisoned, and even be killed, but the God who is faithful enough to send us his only son will remain committed to finish the job. Present battles indicate nothing about the overall war. God has already won. It is simply a matter of faithfully following him as he does what he has promised, working all things together for good according to his larger plan. So, when you feel tempted to be anxious about your status with God, instead remember the bigger picture. So nothing can separate us from the love of God. No difficulty has the power to defeat us. God takes the suffering in our lives to make us more than conquerors. What the evil one thinks will tear us down and make us less, God works for our good and his glory to make us more. Take a few moments to consider the following questions. How should those who know Christ face Paul's list of terrible situations found in Romans 8:38? Why is the believer's perspective vastly different from lost people who face the same struggles? How are you living out the phrase, more than a conqueror? And finally, how does Paul's conclusion in verses 38 through 39 strengthen your hope in Jesus? For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a blessed day.